While Australia and East Timor have their differences behind them over the sharing of oil and gas in the Timor Sea, tensions still remain over how it will be divided up. A document released by the UN Compulsory Conciliation Commission shows East Timor still favours processing their share on home soil via a pipeline, while the Australians argue for processing in Darwin. East Timor's negotiator, Shanana Guzmau, says their condition is non-negotiable. Lecturer in politics at La Trobe University, Dr. Rebecca Strating, says this is a long-running dispute that has just reached the next level in the negotiating process.
There's three key elements to the Timor Sea dispute. The first is whether or not maritime boundaries should be set and where those maritime boundaries would be drawn. So that aspect of the dispute has essentially been resolved through the signing of a maritime boundary treaty on the 6th of March in 2018. But there's other parts of the dispute that have not been resolved. So the maritime boundary treaty did kind of address one of the other disputes, which is how much revenue each of the states would receive from the oil and gas in the Greater Sunrise Complex within the Timor Sea, but it hedged insofar as it said that Timor-Leste would get 70% of the revenues if it won its argument about having a pipeline to carry the gas from Greater Sunrise to the south coast of Timor-Leste, or it would get 80% if it didn't win that aspect of the dispute. So the third part is really about how Greater Sunrise will be developed, and that aspect of the dispute has not been resolved.
Now, in the commission report, the supposed argument from East Timor is around economic development. They see the pipeline as developing more jobs or more industry in their country. Is there much in that argument, do you think?
Well, I think that there's an element of wishful thinking, I think, in the oil industrialisation argument. There's something to the idea of using the resources in a way to develop a new industry in Timor-Leste, because that's one of the significant issues, is that there's not a lot of industry in Timor. Its second biggest export is coffee, and that, you know, that only makes around $15 million a year. So certainly Timor has, in its strategic development plan, has put a lot of emphasis on oil industrialisation as a longer term strategy for developing the economy. But the main issue is that there's no real independent analysis that the creation of a new oil industry in Timor-Leste will actually provide the kinds of economic benefits that the government claims that it will. So a lot of the independent analysis is that there isn't the benefits that the Timorese government suggests that there is. And this is a significant issue for Timor-Leste, because the government, which, you know, over a number of years has put basically all of their economic eggs into this oil industrialisation basket. And the other two pillars of their economic plan, which is tourism and agriculture, have not received anywhere near the same kind of attention.
Now, how does this particular argument play in East Timor itself? Do you have any sense about whether it's actually a winning political argument? Could that be part of the reason behind this push?
The key thing around the public debates is that from around 2012 onwards, the narrative has really been about maritime boundaries. But the maritime boundaries was only kind of reintroduced into the discussions as a form of public diplomacy in order to try and get at that dispute around the pipeline. So they've solved what is, you know, largely a symbolic problem around, you know, whether or not maritime boundaries completes the sovereignty of the state. So that's been the focus of the campaigning in civil society, both in Australia and Timor-Leste, and that this maritime boundary treaty that was signed in March is seen as a victory in terms of, you know, Australia kind of capitulating to the demands of Timor-Leste. And it's really, in essence, it's a moral victory. But it hasn't really addressed the key material aspects of the dispute, which is, you know, really around the pipeline. This is a significant issue for Timor-Leste. Over 90% of its national budget comes from oil and gas revenues in the joint petroleum development area of the Timor Sea that are about to be depleted within the next 5 years or so. So without that oil and gas revenue, Timor is essentially without a source of income. So if Timor-Leste does not resolve this dispute, this could be disastrous for Timor-Leste's economic viability.
Lecturer in politics at La Trobe University, Dr. Rebecca Strating, ending that story.